The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, the outgoing head of Ofsted in the UK, they're the people responsible for educational standards there, has suggested that schools should focus on teaching kids to fix and mend things. Well, Claire Corrigan is with me from the Alterations Centre, and Peter Finn, Pete the Builder, of course, is how most of you will know him. You're both very, very welcome, and thanks a million for joining me. Pete, should the schools be teaching kids how to fix and mend things?
Yeah, absolutely, Kieran. There's no doubt about it. I think there's always been a push from our academic to go for jobs where people, you know, go to college. And I think that construction and I think that, you know, just the general day-to-day life skills have been left behind. And I think the new generation, you know, I think each generation that's come along has kind of slightly lost some of those life skills, and I think our newest generation is a clear example of a generation of people that really don't know how to look after their own houses, and they're sometimes just even repair simple things at home, and it's something that needs to be addressed, and I think a reset in that mindset was really needed.
But is it not a thing though that the skills just change, that, you know, your generation probably don't know how to churn butter, but you know how to do things more than younger people. But those younger people maybe know how to, you know, code something on their computer that you don't know how to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, like, mass production came in and, you know, the world has got a lot smaller in terms of, you know, you can reach out on Amazon or, you know, and you can get lots of different things. And that's always the answer when that question is put out there. But the reality of it is, you know, you're always going to need to have life skills. You're always not going to need to have to, you know, do simple things around the house, change light bulbs, do general DIY around the house. I'm a huge advocate for people knowing how to do some work at home instead of having to reach out constantly. Like, we have a huge shortage in trades. We have a huge shortage in people to be able to do those small to medium-sized jobs. And people give out about it instead of doing something about it. And I really do think that self-education is a huge part of how we resolve those problems. And you know what? It's very enjoyable as well. And it's also something that you can take with you for life. So I really feel that, you know, the answer isn't always in the phone. The answer isn't always reaching out for somebody else to come and knock on the door and do the job for you. Do it yourself. Take some responsibility. There's no doubt about it. The world has changed. And, like, you know, there's certain life skills that have changed. But there's still an awful lot of life skills out there that will still be done on a day-to-day basis. And they are being left behind.
Your kids are kind of a similar age to mine. Do you try and teach them these skills? Do they know how to change a plug?
Yeah, I do. Obviously, look, I'm in construction and I have my tools, and I'm always doing bits and pieces around my own house and coming and going with stuff to the house. But like, I have three girls, they're all under age 10, and the three of them are fairly proficient at doing small skills. Obviously, I keep it safe, but they actually quite enjoy it. You know, the concentration levels come and go, but, you know, they understand stuff, they picked up the terminology, and I would feel fairly confident that going forward that they'd be able to do small skills, life skills around the house. And look, again, you know, I'm not saying that, like, you know, we all need to know how to churn butter, but I am certainly saying that we should be able to look after ourselves. We should be able to do the simple things around our home and to our cars and to our general day-to-day appliances that people just constantly reach out for. And look, again, I know, you know, we're changing dynamics in terms of, you know, cars are now becoming all electrical and stuff like that.
Yeah, because I was going to ask that. I mean, right, but hanging up a light fixture or changing the plug or some of these things, they haven't really evolved hugely. It's pretty straightforward once you know how to do it once. But the car thing, like, a car was an awful lot easier to deal with. If there was something wrong, you popped the hood and you looked at the engine, you know, up until a few years ago. Now you bring your car to the garage, the first thing they'll do is they'll hook it up to a computer. Hard to do that at home.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and like, again, I wouldn't be saying that people need to know how to do that, but they should know how to change a tyre. They should know how to do other aspects of their car. And people, like, many times you're driven down the road and you see someone stuck at the side of the road. So, like, stuff like that, again, are general life skills that we all should have. And it does change, but just keep up the times. Like, we've all evolved in terms of how we interact with our phones and how we interact with each other through technology, but we shouldn't be leaving behind the simple skills that are not going to change. There's certain things man and woman are always going to need shelter. They're always going to need certain, you know, things to keep to survive and just to work on a day-to-day basis. And we should know how to look after ourselves. And I really do think that people should be educated kid in schools. And I think there should be a drive towards that as well. I think, you know, the priorities need to slightly change because we did become a country that all we wanted was to have was academics, and all we wanted to have was people working in IT and those type of careers. And I think that we left behind, like, we've had a huge history of construction and a huge history of being practical-minded people in this country. And unfortunately, what's happening is because of the way that our world has evolved, an awful lot of our best and most skilled people are travelling abroad where they basically get treated better and they get paid better and get looked after better because those skills are more respected in other countries than they are here.
Listen, Pete, don't go anywhere because another couple of questions I want to ask you about, but people are texting in. I like this one. You don't need to learn this stuff in school. I completely rewired the house by learning from YouTube and most of the sockets and lights are still working, they say. Somebody else says, changing a tube on a bike or a puncture, changing a plug, even understanding measurements is all essential. For my sins, I cycled in and out to school every single day in my life and I didn't know how to change a tube and I did it once in college. Once you do it once, I realised I cannot believe I was paying the lads on James Street in Kilkenny £10 every time I got a puncture to change the tube when it's the easiest thing in the world to manage. I mentioned Claire Corrigan from the Alteration Centre who's with me as well. Claire, do you see this maybe with a younger cohort of people who bring in stuff for you guys to alter or mend or to fix that maybe their mum or dad or granny and granddad would have been able to do at home?
Yeah, no, 100%. I feel like years ago, everyone had a sewing machine in the house and you hear the stories, oh, my nanny or my granny, or we all had a sewing machine, where that's not a common thing anymore, you know, like a lot of people will come in for repairs or for buttons even, like the smallest little thing, like, especially if something...
I don't know how to sew on a button.
Yeah, I know, and it's so easy, like, if you give it a go, get needle and thread, you have the holes, like, if you give it a go, like, you know, but, like, we do it for people, like, God, so many walk-ins just for buttons, but I think it's nice and like to teach something like that, and you do learn in the likes of home ec, where they still do, I'm unsure, but I think it's something that's important and like that, so it won't get as big, like you can save something from growing, you know, the damage growing. So yeah, no, I think it is important, especially if you like something more sentimental, it's really worth knowing. Yeah,
and it's probably like the kind of example I gave of changing the plug, and once you do it once, it's very easy to do.
Bit of practice.
Once you sew a button once, you probably know how to sew a button, do you?
Yeah, that can be quite enjoyable. Like for a child, like me as a child years ago, we'd be given buttons and shoulder pads and we'd just sew them on and we'd great, like, fun doing. Like, nowadays, now that wouldn't be probably as common now, like, because you have the likes of the phones and stuff like that. I'd say, like, a benefit thing is you can look up YouTube and you can look up anything and you can see there on YouTube, find a video, you know, that kind of way.
Yes.
That will help along with that. But yeah, like, it's so easy, and like I say, kids would enjoy it, like using their fingers, like it's just about using your mind, kind of escaping as well. No, it's good.
And the prevalence of fast fashion, I assume that kind of factors into all of this as well, that somebody does get a little tear, the hem begins to fray, they think, I could fix this, or I could bring it to Claire to try and fix it, or I could go on to Shein or Temu and get this for a fiver.
For a fiver, 100%. Clothes are more disposable nowadays as well, so like they're just cheaper more than ever. But I do feel like sometimes, even though it can be cheap, you really like something as well and you want to keep it. And there's a lot of vintage buying as well nowadays, where people are going back into the secondhand stores and finding like more quality of clothing that like isn't out there as much anymore. And like that, they'll get something then downsized or resized to fit them, or they're repair it as well. So yeah, no, it's a very good trade, you know, I think.
Do you ever have people who come in and they've got something like that, a button that needs
something so minute
fixing or something, but they ask you to show, can you show me how to do this?
No, you wouldn't. And you know what, it's funny because like even like in likes of hotels and stuff like that, you always get a little sewing kit. You know, like, you never get when you go away. So there's little buttons and little sewing kit and stuff. But, like, if you give it
a go. But there's little stands in the supermarket with your travel things, you know, an inflatable pillow for the plane and things. And they have a little sewing kit.
Yeah, exactly. It's funny. Like,
for all the sewing I do when I'm on holidays.
Yeah, well, I like bringing needle and thread away. Like, just the most, like a button or hook an eye at the top of a zip. You know, something that's so small but so useful, like.
And can you, I found myself trying to sew something recently and this is terrible.
Yeah.
I couldn't see.
This is an age thing.
We're getting out into a different conversation here altogether.
Yeah.
Pete, you know, there's this kind of big focus from, you know, the government and from policymakers to encourage more kids, young fellas and young ones into trades. And I look, and it's great to see. And by all accounts, there's some signs of success in that regard. I'd wager there's still a bit of snobbery in some schools anyway, and among some people about people doing a trade or kind of focusing on those labour intensive jobs. And I wonder, might this kind of erode that a little bit? If everyone in the class was learning some of this stuff, learning some of these skills.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, again, I think we underestimate the technology advancements that have happened in construction as well. So you can work in construction, but that doesn't mean, you know, that you're carrying bricks or blocks up and down a scaffold. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many different aspects of construction when it comes to design, comes to engineering, and then obviously you've got your trades as well. And look, again, it's always going to be there. We've got a huge housing crisis in our country. We've got a homeless crisis. We've got lots of stuff going on where huge amount of infrastructure that has to be put in place. And we have the renewable energy push going on as well. So there has to be people there to do this work. There's good money to be made in it. And again, you know, the health and safety and the way that you work in construction has completely changed to, I suppose, the stereotypical way that we used to think about people working in construction. I truly do believe that we don't recognise that enough. And again, all you've got to do is speak to anybody who's worked in Australia and they'll tell you immediately about the respect that the trades get in that country in comparison to what we have over here as well. And you're dead right, there is a snobbery towards it. And that mindset has to change. Like, you know, we still need academics, we still need doctors, we still need all of those you know, highly educated aspects of careers. But there's definitely a demand for construction in Ireland, and there always will be. And we need to change the mindset, and we need to realise that, you know, that's a vital career, it's a vital industry that needs to be given the respect. And there's cool money to be made in it as well, Kieran. Yeah. Like, you know, if you set yourself up properly and you're good about your business, you can do really well in construction, you know.
You maybe sending those girls out to work yet if they know all of these skills and given there's such 100%. A shortage. lots of people, like I say, getting in touch, like Mary in Galway, let the parents learn the skills and teach to children. Brian in Dublin says, I was messing around in the final year in school. A friend of mine nearly ripped the entire sleeve off my shirt. I knew I'd get murdered if my mother found out, so I sewed it back on myself. I'm sure she didn't notice. Changing a wheel requires strength. Not everyone has it. Do it wrong and you're up the creek, so somebody else. And children need to start by taking responsibility for their own belongings. Oh, this sounds like it could be someone in my house, myself or my wife sending this in. They need to take responsibility for their own belongings. There's a culture of just buy a new one for everything from coats to school uniforms and football boots. I'm on the PTA in school, and the amount of beautiful coats and uniforms, etc., that is left each summer is shocking. Not just that, my children cannot bring an item outside the back door of the house without coming back empty handed. I've never seen them bring back in a hurl or a tennis racket or a ball or whatever happens to be in their hand. Lots and lots of other people with strong views on this. You don't need to learn the stuff in school. Oh, I mentioned that. That's somebody who's hoping that the sockets and lights keep working. And some people just aren't interested in repairing things. I'm not interested in gardening or growing vegetables. Others don't like anything mechanical. It is all about interest. So different views on it. 087 1400 106. Peter Finn, Pete the Builder, Claire Corrigan from Alteration Centre. Thank you both very much for joining me here on these shows.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.